Community Council have had a community drug program for over 20 years. So initially we worked on issues like alcohol misuse, but then obviously with the more widespread availability of drugs and illicit drugs, we moved into working with drugs. But over the last number of years, we've seen a high rise in the availability of drugs in areas such as North and West Belfast. And more recently, again, we've seen a rise in the availability and use of prescription drugs. And these are particularly dangerous because people tend to think that because they may originally come from a doctor or may seem like they're legal, that they're not as dangerous. And of course, we've had some very high profile deaths recently in Belfast, and most of these have been related to the misuse of prescription drugs.
How do you feel about how it's maybe being addressed by certain groups in the community as well? And what are your thoughts on people taking it into their own hands and how they're dealing with suspected drug dealers?
Well, I can understand people's frustration because they do see a rise in the use and availability of drugs. However, this approach of, you know, naming and threatening people is absolutely the wrong way to go about addressing this. What we need to do is we need to get information about who is supplying, but we need to offer help to those who are using. And very often, the people who are suspected of being drug dealers are often drug pushers who are doing this perhaps to feed their own habits. So we need to distinguish between drug users, drug pushers, and drug dealers. And what I would say is that, you know, communities are frustrated. We see this problem seemingly getting bigger, and we need a greater supply of services to help those who need help, and we need the justice agencies to step up their mark here and deal with those prolific drug dealers and those who are repeat drug dealers who are in it purely for the profit, who perpetrate misery within working class communities. I would also appeal to those groups who are behind us to come and speak to agencies like ourselves in Falls Community Council. We are willing to work with communities, but we also have to work with the police. The police is where information needs to go, and the police also need to step up their mark. The police mustn't be found wanting when they're dealing with this issue.
Do you think that in certain areas as well, maybe the police are hesitant in tackling this issue? Do you think that as well as that, members of the community are also hesitant in bringing this forward to police? And the other thing is too, the people who have been named on these lists recently, there are consequences of that too. And I'm imagining how they're feeling if somebody's been put on that wrongly.
Yeah, well, this has happened in the past. We've had it about a year ago in West Belfast, where people came forward to ourselves whose names appeared on a list and they had absolutely nothing to do with dealing drugs or even using drugs. So, you know, these lists are drawn up by people with little or no information. They may be set off against personal vendettas. We don't know what the reason is behind these. But we have to deal with this out in the open. We have to deal with it publicly, and the police are the people that need to deal with it. In regards to people being reluctant to come forward with information, you know, most people, the drug issue is a hidden problem to most people within the community, because the ordinary person going about their daily business doesn't see drug dealing, don't know where it's happening. They just see the manifestations of it in either crime or the, you know, and people only see it when it affects their families. But what I would say to anyone who has information, to bring that forward to the police or bring it to an agency like ourselves, and we will handle that in the strictest confidence and make sure it gets to the police. But we can't have vigilantism. Vigilantism never worked in the past, and it's not going to work in the future.